Dearest Lord, it is me, Sandy. I know you know this. You should know, after all, you gave me heart, soul, and breath, and I, in turn, will live for you. I will seek the truth and live by your word. I know at times I will falter, and I will ask your forgiveness. Your mercy will bring me peace that I can remain your faithful servant. I should always seek your counsel, but especially now when the world is in chaos, lies and distrust meet me at every turn. Help me find the truth and live each day in your will. I need you. I could use your help and guidance as I face the tomorrows that come. Times are difficult now. I'm not used to the hardships that have come, and I realize more is on the way. Give me the strength to carry on, do your will, and remove my will to interfere in your business. Stop my tongue from speaking that which should not be spoken, and act without thinking. Let my faith continue to overcome the worry that sometimes threatens to come, though, through, for I know you are for me. You'll take care of my worries and my needs. I am weak. I suffer, or I think I do, but nothing compared to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, nor his disciples. Father, if it comes to persecution, please give me the strength to go forward and proclaim in a loud voice that you are my Father. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Without him, I would not exist. Shelter me under your mighty wings and keep me safe from harm. And if I'm in harm's way, walk with me, stay with me, and calm my soul. I lay my burdens at your feet. Thank you, Father, for listening to me, for loving me, and for choosing me to be your child. In Jesus' holy name, I pray for my soul and ones that suffer from the many afflictions that man has caused. May you lay healing on the people of the earth. Mercy, Father. Mercy. I love you. Amen. Your faithful servant, Cynthia Clark.